Hi, it's Red Brown here. You are listening to today's Boondoggle on Domain Cleveland Radio. Have a good one, you guys. God bless. Take care. Bye.
What's going on, everybody? It's Bill Bailey with today's Boondoggle on Domain Cleveland Radio. I just wanted to take a minute in this little intro before the intro to give you an update on some of the things we got going on here at today's Boondoggle. And we recently launched an email account. So if you have any questions, suggestions, or comments, you're enjoying the show, you want to see something different, you want to see certain guests on the show, you can reach us at todaysboondoggle@gmail.com. And as you know, the coronavirus lockdown has hit a lot of us financially. Boondoggle didn't escape it either. And if you want to support us financially so we can get you these interviews that you enjoy each week, you can donate to our GoFundMe. There's you get on GoFundMe, look up today's Boondoggle. We got a GoFundMe that'll be ongoing. And as well as a Venmo, you can donate. If you use Venmo, go to Venmo, Domain, or today's Boondoggle. And then also there's our Anchor sponsorship on the Anchor app, anchor.fm. Look up today's Boondoggle and you can become a monthly sponsor to us there. As you know, this is a veteran-owned and operated program we got going on here. It's incredibly therapeutic for a guy like myself who, you know, is a veteran with PTSD and anxiety. Just gets me out there talking with people and gets me out of my comfort zone, and it's been awesome. But it all costs us, you know, the travel, accommodations, to get to these interviews that you want to hear. So if you can help out anyway, we truly appreciate it. Also, please follow us on social media. It's at Today's Boondoggle. We're on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Just please follow, subscribe, comment, download the episodes. We're on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, you know, any of the programs that you use to listen to your podcast. Please. Do whatever you can to support us, and I hope you enjoy this episode. Thanks.
Thank you for tuning into this week's edition of Today's Boondoggle. Domain Cleveland Entertainment is a veteran-owned and operated entertainment cornucopia of nonsensical shenanigans. You can find interesting interviews, music news, entertainment information, and just about everything else in between. Thank you again for tuning into the show here at Domain Cleveland.
What's going on, everybody? It's Bill Bailey with today's Boondoggle, Domain Cleveland Radio. And man, I've been wanting to set this interview up for a while, and I'm glad we get to make it happen. I've heard this man on Talk is Jericho. I've heard him on the Josta Show. I've heard him on quite a few podcasts, and now I'm glad to have him here on mine. Mr. Flat Earth Dave himself. What's going on, Dave? How you doing?
Good. Happy to be here to help straighten your world out, because it's not what you're a Glober. It's not what you think. And if you're a Glober, Flat Earth isn't what you think either. For example, you know, the oldest flat earth meme in the world is, why haven't cats pushed everything off the edge of the earth? There is no edge of the earth. The idea that the earth is a disc floating in space is crazy. Flat earthers don't think that. Only globe earthers think flat earthers think that.
Okay. Well, hey, usually when I have a guest on for the first time, before we get into meat and potatoes here, I like to get a little bit of a background. So originally, sure. What did you want to be when you grew up?
I never wanted to grow up, but and I've pretty much accomplished that. What did I want to be? I wanted the American dream. I grew up in Fairfield County on the East Coast, and I wanted to go in, you know, graduate college and go into business and start my own business. And I did that. I graduated college. I worked for a corporation, and then I left there and I started my own business, and I had my own business. I was making more money than I ever thought I would make. And then all of a sudden I just looked at the world and go, I can't do this. I got to go away. I walked away from it all. And now I'm talking to people like you and Jericho and everyone else, helping people see the reality of our world that's been stolen from us. We're all prisoners and we don't know it.
Now, you know, I'm I like to think of myself as a critical thinker. You know, a lot of people will, you know, talk down and call me a conspiracy theorist and stuff like that. So there's a lot of stuff that I know we could probably agree on, but you know, I need to learn more about this flat earth thing. Now, were you born a flat earther? Obviously
we were all born flat earthers, but then we were indoctrinated. We were convinced before we can talk that the earth is a globe. And then we watched Disney and Sesame Street and all of this other globe programming nonsense. And then we watched Star Wars and Star Trek and Lost in Space and all, everything is globe programming. Why the lie? Why does it matter? I still have to go to work tomorrow, right? That's what people are thinking. Okay. But when you understand the reason for the lie, and we'll get into that. Let's get into that at the end, after I show you the lie. Then you'll understand how it's literally about control. What's going on in the world right now. And by the way, conspiracy theorist is a weaponized term. Okay. Yes. You are a critical thinker looking for truth and don't believe nonsense. They've convinced the world to trade in their common sense for nonsense, right? And you know, I think William Casey, the CIA director, said, "We'll know our job's complete when the American people, everything the American people believe is false." Okay. Well, we're beyond there. Not only is everything that everyone believes false, they're becoming their own prison guards. They're enforcing their own slavery. What's going on in the world now is insane, and the way they get away with it is they have us trapped in a prison for our minds. That's the globe. We're spinning out of control, lost in space in a crazy space vacuum, when that's not the case at all. We're not, you know, in the heliocentric model, I call it the helio bullshit model. We're spinning at 1,000 miles an hour. We're spinning at 1,000 miles an hour. That's why the sun is stationary. It appears to be going down because I'm falling over backwards faster than the speed of sound. Does that sound smart? That's ridiculous. That's what they want us to believe. We're orbiting the sun at 66,000 miles an hour. We're chasing the sun at 500,000 miles per hour, but nothing ever changes. We never feel any of the motions. Okay. And let me just give you an idea of what those speeds are. This is the hypersonic sled. Watch it. It goes by a Mach 8.6. Ready? Watch it. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Went by Mach 8.6. Well, what is Mach 8.6? 8.6 times the speed of sound. But guess what? We're orbiting the sun 10 times faster than that. We're chasing the sun 90 times faster than that. We're speeding up. We're slowing down. We're turning corners. Okay. And we have lakes that look like this. Does that make any sense to you?
No, I never was that great in science class and everything.
This isn't science. This is common sense. Get it? Driving on a road at 100 miles an hour, a perfectly smooth road, and a really smooth driving car going in a straight line, get a dinner plate, fill it with water to the edges. You could probably hold it. As soon as that car takes a turn in any direction, the slightest turn, that water is going right off the plate. We're going 10 times and 90 times faster. Those are just two of the directions. The other one is like 200 times faster in a third direction. Okay. And you don't feel any of it. We have lakes that remain calm. That's not science. That's common sense. Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to get you, first I wanted to get like, when did you like become like a flat earther? I mean, I'm kind of like, you know, maybe, you know, bought the lie, the indoctrination. I like my earth just like I like my women, with globes and curvature, you know? But when did it, like, when did the light bulb go off that you set on this?
I did a podcast called Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole, where we were looking into all of the deceptions. I had a thing called Exposing the Big Three, because if I woke people up to any of these big three, I'll tell you what they're in a second. I figured out once they see that, they'll realize what the world is screwed. And the big three are the New York event, the Boston Marathon event, and the Connecticut School event. And all of these things are 100% provably false, not what we're told. And I woke people up to that, and they go right back to sleep. You know, they're like, oh yeah, I still got to go to work. You know, the people that actually did that, you know, they're going to be dead soon, or they're going to be, you know, justice will come, whatever. But then you wake people up to flat earth, everything changes. So when I heard about flat earth, I was like, no, you're an idiot. I banned people from my social media for even suggesting that I look at a flat earth video, because that's the dumbest thing ever. And then I finally got sick of it. And I said, all right, I'm just going to go make all these people look like idiots. I'm going to just prove them wrong. There's a million proofs of the globe and there's no proofs of flat earth. And I went in with a biased attitude that I'm just going to prove the globe. And that's when you realize there's no proof of the globe. There's a million proofs of the flat earth. And the globe is the dumbest thing on earth. I'm offering 100 Bitcoins for anybody that can come up with anything dumber than the heliocentric globe model. There's nothing. There's nothing, even including that meme behind you, is not as dumb as the heliocentric model.
I mean, you know, the big three, I'm there with you, you know, like 9/11 was like a big wake up for me. And it started me down that rabbit hole, like you're talking
many
about.
Many of us.
And, correct. You know, I served in the military. So there's a lot of things that I experienced there too, you know, so I like to think, you know, yeah, I'm a critical thinker. I'm open to a lot of this, but I just haven't been sold yet on the whole flat earth thing. But so like, how would you say like 9/11, where was your like wake up point? Where was your trigger point that?
So I was kind of awake to, you know, like what money was before 9/11. Like I was really researching what money was, what the Federal Reserve was, what the IRS really was. And that was pretty amazing, you know, information back then. And then 9/11 happened, and where I am, I'm on Long Island Sound, and I have a clear shot to lower Manhattan, all of Manhattan. I can see all of it. And what I saw wasn't what I was hearing on the news. And it took me 4 years before I really started looking into it after that, because I was banging the war drums. Yeah, we need to go get those fuckers. And it's all nonsense. Then when you start looking at the facts, you know, we'll unwind it to, I don't know how far deep you are, but no planes crashed anywhere on 9/11. Okay. Very few people, if any, died. Some people died. Don't get me wrong. Some firefighters died. Some people in the buildings, but most of the deaths that they reported are not real. More than half of the people don't have social security numbers. You know, there's 34 flights in the morning from the East Coast to the West Coast, early morning flights, because you can get there and have a full day of work with the time change. They're always sold out, all of them. They're always sold out with standing room only. On the morning of 9/11, there was 34 flights, I believe, and four of them were only sold 20% out, 20 to 30%, supposedly. And all the other ones were overbooked. And those were the four that were hijacked. Give me a break.
Yeah, and you know, I remember that day. I live in Cleveland area. I'm right by Cleveland Hopkins Airport. And I remember like on the news, the airport has been cleared. There's a bomb threat and this and that. And I've seen some of those videos where they say, like, I forget what flight it was, supposedly landed here.
Well, I don't believe any of it. Flight 11 and Flight 175 weren't even supposed to take off that way. So where did they get those passengers from? Right. And if you look into the numerology of it, 93 is a very big occultic number. Well, flight 93 was supposed to fake hit building 7, but something went wrong with the simulation. They had to fake crash it in Shanksville, and it evaporated as the ground liquefied. I mean, the whole story behind it is so utterly ridiculous. But if you look at the numerology, flight 11 and flight 175 hit the towers. Add 11 and 175 together, divide by 2, what do you get? 93. What are the odds that's going to equal 93? And then the other plane that was supposed to hit the Solomon Brothers building was also flight 93. Nonsense. But it didn't hit the building, but they still dropped that building the same day, okay? At free fall speed. It was never hit by a building. Building in between, it didn't get injured, it didn't get damaged, but building 7 falls into its own footprint. Building 6, the entire inside disappears. The entire thing was a media deception. It was advanced technology. Not as sure exactly how they did it, but no planes crashed anywhere on 9/11. Getting off of 9/11, that was the beginning of the mind control, trauma-based mind control. And the way they get away with all of this is because we're spinning out of control, lost in space. Think that we're on a rock, you know, on a speck of dust flying through an infinite godless or distant god universe where an asteroid could take us out of at any time. All of that is nonsense, right? Anytime you hear the name Kim Jong-un, you go, oh my God, nuclear bombs are going to blow us up. We got to take care of him. Kim Jong-un is a retard living in a mental institution that they take out and put in front of a green screen, and he claps and smiles, and they have like CGI friggin' soldiers behind him, okay? And none of it's real, right? He's not the leader of anywhere. And it's all about controlling your minds through fear.
So like the Truman Show we're basically living in, huh?
Well, we're in the Truman Show, the Truman Show, okay? So we're here. They have us in this prison for our minds, and we don't know there's any more. They're limiting our dreams. Our dreams, our thoughts, our desires create the reality around us. Everything you have in your life is by the way that you think. Well, they've limited your thinking. They don't want you to understand that there's more out there, you know, that they want you to believe that you're on this prison planet flying through an infinite universe, when in fact, maybe there's more continents beyond Antarctica. This is the shoreline of our world, right? This is a map from Japan from 10 centuries ago. What are they talking about there? This is the shoreline of our world. It's Antarctica. Antarctica is not a continent at the bottom of the ball, okay? Antarctica is the shoreline that surrounds us. What's out here? Out? If this was the inner space, what would you call land out here? The outer space. If there is more land, what would you call this land? More land. More is extra land, territory. This would be extra territory in the outer space. If somebody lived here and came to visit us a couple thousand miles, not ridiculous light years, they'd be an extraterrestrial from outer space. Okay. They're always telling us it's right here. They probably speak English.
So the advanced civilizations of the past are living beyond the ice wall.
I did a talk with Sophia Smallstorm called The Outward Flow of Civilizations about how people migrate outward south. Maybe they moved out there with their son at the time, and then a new son was born in the center. Okay. And that's our son, Helios. And our sun circles around here, and maybe there's another sun that circles out here. Okay.
Now, you know, I've gone down like many of these rabbit holes. I even like looked into like Admiral Byrd and his Antarctica treaties, you know, and expeditions. And I'm open to like a hollow earth possibility, but
what? Let me tell you about Hollow Earth. Hollow Earth, again, is as dumb as that meme behind you. Hollow Earth is another prison for your mind. They want you to like, oh, they're hiding the Hollow Earth. Hollow Earth is another globe. It limits you, okay? We live on an extended plane. Is it infinite? Could be. Don't know. Haven't been there. What's beyond the shoreline of Antarctica? Personally, you know, I speculate that there's other worlds out there. Maybe there's other puddles. Maybe there's a trillion other puddles out there. We live in a puddle. We live in a pond, in a lake. And it's surrounded by the highest land on Earth. Antarctica is the highest land on Earth. Interesting, right?
Yeah, think about this. I don't know. I've never been to Antarctica.
So. Antarctica, well, if you want to go to Antarctica, you don't get to go very far. They'll take you for $10,000 or $20,000 or $50,000. You get to go here. This little peninsula, which is big, and they show you some penguins, they show you some icebergs, they show you maybe a ceremonial South Pole, maybe 10 or 20 miles out here, and that's it. And then they kick you out. No one is allowed to explore out here. The Antarctic Treaty says that no one is allowed, no corporation, no person, nobody is even allowed to question the treaty until the year 2041. What? Since 1959, when all the countries in the world are fighting for resources, Admiral Byrd says he finds land bigger than the United States, filled with resources that no human has ever set eyes upon. And everyone goes, oh, we must make that off limits. Everybody sign on. Oh, okay. The only treaty in history that has ever tested the stand of time. We're protecting the penguins? This is ridiculous. This is insane. This is asinine to believe this. If you believe this, you're under mind control.
No, I mean, I'm open-minded to believing that there's something beyond that we're being kept from. I mean,
yeah.
But I mean, you would think like, wouldn't capitalism have, you know, already exploited the flat earth and been taking people, hey, here we are at the edge or
correct,
whatever.
Correct. But the Antarctic Treaty prevents you. Nobody is allowed to go to Antarctica. You're not allowed to explore there. There was a couple of people that have tried. They got permission from their country. And then before they even got to the shoreline, they were stopped by military ships, turned around, threatened to be sunk, turned around, sent home and put in jail. Okay. You can't go to Antarctica. In my app, the Flat Earth, Sun, Moon, and Zodiac Clock app, under What About Antarctica, all sorts of resources on Antarctica. But one of the videos in there is called "Sorry, Antarctica is Closed." And it shows you how they have blocked off Antarctica so nobody can go there. It's a 30-minute video with thousands of hours of research put into it, all boiled down for you so you can go, oh, look at that. And then you can go verify it yourself. Don't just believe anything that I show you today. Go verify it, right? Unlike NASA, anything they show us, we can't verify it. The one place we can't go, we have to believe that they're telling the truth. Nobody's been to space. Space doesn't exist. Earth isn't a disc in space. They're limiting your ability to manifest by limiting your imagination.
Didn't Richard Branson just go to space?
Richard Branson is a New World Order puppet. He went up in his penis-shaped rocket. This is what they showed us. What does this look like? Are they mocking us with a penis-shaped rocket? Look at what it's doing, okay? They're childish in their behavior. This is what they showed us. Okay. They're laughing. The cameraman can't hold it still. And then what they showed us is what's called a zero G flight. This is Branson. He's about to throw up. They always have the girl with the long hair flipping around. These are people on a zero G plane. This isn't even his plane. This is a zero G, whatever plane they use, 747. Making that parabolic curve, and they're just floating around. This is a zero G flight. For $5,000, you can go do it yourself. Okay. And you can float around for 25 to 45 seconds at a time of zero G. It does a parabolic arc. And then during a certain point of that arc, you have zero, you're just floating like this. Right. And that's all they showed us. If they had 4.5 minutes of weightlessness, show us the 4.5 minutes of unedited video. They only show us 5 seconds at a time. That's because it was a whole bunch of shots edited together, and that's it.
Now, I was in the Navy a few years and was on a Theodore Roosevelt aircraft carrier. And I remember like working night ops and, when we didn't have a lot of stuff going on, we'd be up there just maintaining our aircraft and sometimes just lay on top of the aircraft and stare at the stars and
nice.
watch the satellites float by and stuff like that. I mean, how do you explain what I was seeing?
Well, what were you seeing? What did you see?
Well, I saw there, we were away from any kind of light pollution out there in the middle of the ocean,
Beautiful.
And so the skies were clear and there's, more stars and constellations that I could.
Absolutely. Could so count. What you're seeing, so think
and
about then, this,
even like little, that weren't planes. So I'm assuming they're satellites or.
There you go. Let's get into all of that. A lot of questions answered there. So in our galaxy, there's 100 billion stars, 100 billion. Can't even fathom what that number is. This demonstration right here is just our solar system. One star, bunch of planets around it. Okay. It's moving 4.5 billion miles in one direction every year, while all of the other stars are moving in their directions at ridiculous speeds also. But when you go out any night of the year and look at the stars at a certain time, the next year, the next decade, your grandparents, the Egyptians, saw the same exact stars. Does that make any sense at all? How can the stars be in the exact same position every year on the same night at the same time when we're traveling billions and billions of miles and there's no parallax whatsoever? How is that even possible? Another thing is the side of the earth that's facing the sun is daytime. The side that's facing away is nighttime. So right over here where my finger's pointing, this is midnight and he looks up and he sees this star. Okay. 6 months later, it's over here. Midnight's over here. He looks up. He sees the same star. How's that possible? The sun is in between and should be blocking this entire side of the universe should be blocked out by the sun. But we see the same stars all the time. The North Star never moves whatsoever. Hold on, sorry about that. Just gotta plug my, there we go. The North Star never moves, right? Are you familiar with the Georgia Guidestones?
Yes. Yes, I visited them.
Yeah. So where are you located?
I'm in Cleveland, Ohio, but okay. I had family down in Atlanta, and I made sure I made a trip to go see the Guidestones.
Yeah. So the Guidestone, did you know about this hole in the Guidestone right here?
Yeah. I saw that.
And you look through it. Do you know what it is?
Does it go to the North Star?
It goes to the North Star. You do a time lapse and all the stars spin around. How is that possible? It's been up for over 40 years. We've traveled in so many different directions, billions and billions, tens of billions, hundred billion miles, whatever it is. Ridiculous amount of miles. And the North Star never moves from that hole. What does that tell you? So we're not moving. The Earth is not, the continent plates aren't shifting. None of that's happening. Everything we see in the sky is spinning around us. Now let's talk about satellites. When I was out in the ocean, there's another satellite. There it goes. And I track it all the way across. Okay. What are you seeing? Well, first, the idea of a satellite is insane, right? A satellite is falling around the Earth. It's not floating in space. It's just moving at the right speed where when it drops, 10 miles, it's gone, over the Earth curve has dropped 10 miles. So they're all falling around. This is what's supposedly going on up there. So if this is a geostationary satellite, this thing has to mimic all of the motions of the Earth. It has to spin with the Earth and remain over that piece of land. It has to follow the Earth around the sun, and it's curving, speeding up and slowing down. And somehow it mimics that. It has to chase the sun in that circle also. And it just has to remain over the same spot and land. This is magical nonsense. This is ridiculous. This is insanity. Okay. So what are we seeing? Well, could you believe that you could see a Volkswagen 20 miles away?
No.
Its angular size is provably too small. As things go away into the distance, they get too small, right? You could not see a satellite. You could not see the International Space Station. You're seeing lights in the sky. These are local lights. What are they? I don't know. They're electrical phenomena. I don't know. They're luminaries that move around. I don't know what they are, but they're not a little satellite falling around the spin of the Earth. And then if you think about, well, you look up, you ever see Mars in the sky? Mars is pretty darn bright. It's brighter than any other star when you see it up there, right?
Yeah, what they're saying is Mars.
Yeah, you have to believe, well, what they're saying is Mars. Very good. You have to believe that Mars is a dusty, dirty rock with a more distant sun than the Earth has. So maybe the sun is half the size. It's reflecting off of that dusty, dirty rock and making it all the way to back to Earth and being brighter than any star. Well, if you understand what the inverse square law of light is, every time you double the distance of something, it gets a quarter of the brightness. So every time you cut a distance in half, it gets four times brighter. Okay. So if you looked at the brightness of Mars, and you kept halving the distance and multiplying times four their brightness, it would be brighter than the sun. Okay. And that's crazy. It doesn't work. Just when you use that, when we look at Mars through consumer optics, this is what Mars looks like. Okay. It doesn't look like what NASA shows us. No. It looks like an energetic orb. All of the wandering stars, which are now called planets, are named after gods. Don't ask me what they are.
Yeah.
I mean, you can ask me. I don't know.
Now, I wanted to ask too then about the moon. Like I was reading, I do my morning devotionals, reading through the Bible and stuff. And this verse happened to stick out. And I was like, I'm going to use this when I talk to Dave.
Bring it.
Psalms 104:19. You made the moon to mark the seasons and the sun knows when to set. You send the darkness and it becomes night when all the forest animals prowl about. So they're talking about this, supposedly Bible's written how long ago, talking about the moon, the sun, and the seasons.
Let's talk about the moon, the sun, and the seasons. So this is the Flat Earth Sun, Moon, and Zodiac Clock app. And if you look, you see the moon, it's just a sliver moon trailing behind the sun. Right? The sun is the hour hand, keeps track of the hours and the days. If I speed it up, oops, what happened? I lost the app here. Hold on 1 second. Come back, please. Give me a second. My thing. So the sun spins around, keeps track of the hours and the days. The moon, it laps the moon once every 28 days. All right. So here we go. Let's try again. So the sun is going to get farther and farther from the moon. The moon, its phases and its position keeps track of the weeks and the months. The moons, there used to be 13 moons of 28 days. And you'll see when the sun gets opposed to the moon, it'll be a full moon. And then it'll start waning as it starts catching up to the moon to lap the moon. So the moon is just in, this is, it shows where the moon is. The moon is the light of the night and the sun is the light of the day. The sun does not light up the moon by shining light on it and it bouncing off and hitting us on Earth. That defies the inverse square law of light also. And we could prove that. But so the sun and the moon keep track of the hours and the days and the weeks. And then the stars, which never change, these are the stars in their fixed position, they lap the sun once a year. So they're going just slightly faster than the sun. Last month, the sun was hanging out in the Tropic of Cancer. And now Cancer has proceeded forward and we're now in Leo. And in another week or two, we'll be going into, what's that, Virgo or whatever that is. And so the stars will lap the sun. So the stars keep track of the seasons and the years. So now let's talk about how the seasons work. If I move the sun to April, May, June, June is our inner north summer. June is when the sun is over the Tropic of Cancer, that inner yellow circle. You with me?
Yeah.
Quick analogy before I show you this. If you and I were outside in the winter, we're 20 feet apart, we're sitting down in the snow, we're in shorts, barefoot, we're frozen. We're sitting there like, oh, I'm freezing. But then somebody comes over to you with a big long yardstick or a broom or whatever, and is holding a giant heat lamp 10 feet over your head. You'd be like, ah, and that heat is coming down on you and it's high above you. And you go, that's your summer sun. I'm 20 feet away from you. I look at that sun and it's lower in the sky because it's farther away. It's lower, right? And it's farther away. I don't feel the heat. Well, you're here on the Tropic of Cancer and the sun goes right over you. Out here, Australia, South Africa, Central America, they're having their winter because the sun is farther away. It's farther away. We're having our summer because the sun is very close to us. As you see, as it comes around here, it's going to go right over Miami. You ever been to Miami in June?
No.
It's friggin' hot, man. You know why? Because the sun is directly over them. Mexico in June, Baja, friggin' hot because that's where the sun is. At the same time, Australia is having their winter. 6 months later, the sun will migrate out to Australia. It goes out to the Tropic of Capricorn and they're having their summer. Sun is high above them. We look at the sun, it's farther south. It's lower in the sky. They're having their summer. They're having their summer. We're having our winter. That's how it works. And you're in Cleveland, you said?
Yeah.
So here in Connecticut, it's cold in the winter. It's hot in the summer. We have good temperatures. In June, when the sun appears on the horizon down the Long Island Sound, as soon as I see the sun, I could close my eyes, I could feel the heat on my face. Well, that is the most severe tilted the Earth could be in relationship to the sun, but I can feel the heat on my face. In December, during solar noon, when the sun is at its highest point for that day, it's still far away, it's low, but it's still higher than the friggin' horizon, I could look at the sun and I can't even feel the heat on my face. That's a more direct angle. And according to the helio nonsensical model, during our northern winter, the sun is 3.5 million miles closer. So a closer sun high in the sky can't feel the heat versus a farther sun all the way down on the horizon, I can feel the heat. The whole model of seasons is ridiculous. If you go in the app and you click the question mark button, up come all of the questions you're going to have. I just loaded the app, so it's loading for the first time. And you say, hey, what about seasons? You click that, click the open YouTube, and up comes videos that they don't want you to see. These are videos that will show you, will explain better than I just did, how seasons work, okay? All of your questions, are answered in there. What about eclipses?
And now how are they still up on YouTube? Because I've seen so much YouTube censorship lately. You guys are flying.
Well, try to find any of these videos by Googling them. They're not taking them down. Well, they've taken a lot down, right? And so we keep re-uploading them. We keep moving them. Try Google. If you Google Flat Earth, you might as well just be say, you know what? I'm going to be a glober forever, because they're going to feed you nonsense. They're going to feed you not Professor Dave and PsyOp Man Dan or Bi Man Dan, whatever we call him. There's these paid shills that show up. They get, you know, millions of subs or whatever. And you search Flat Earth, they come up first. All of their stuff are straw man arguments. They're all nonsensical. They have these paid shills out there. They have people that are going to come to your video and they're going to troll the comments. They're going to troll all of your listeners. They're going to be like, oh, Dave's just trying to sell his app, right? No, that's not what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to wake people up to the Flat Earth. And if you look at their channels, there's just nonsense on the channels. Most of the channels are empty channels. So ignore the trolls. Books. One of my favorite books is 16 Emergency Landings That Prove Flat Earth. Okay. App does a whole ton of things. Every day there's a new featured video. Here's my 3 Bitcoin challenge. 1 proof of the globe and you win 3 Bitcoins. That's it. But the challenge is you have to watch this video every day for 3 weeks. Tap the featured video. If you miss one, just hit the archive button. They're all listed there. And after two weeks, if you still think the Earth is a globe, which you probably won't if you pay attention, send me the proof. But you have to go to the frequently asked questions first and just make sure your question isn't there. Like, hey, what about ships over the horizon? If I click that, open, and up come a whole bunch of videos that you can go out and do yourself. This is the one that got me. I went and said, what about ships over the horizon? And I bought $1,000 super zoom camera and a tripod and went down to the beach, looked for a buoy that I knew should be 66 feet below the curve. And not only could I see the buoy, I could see the surface of the water for dozens of miles beyond it, which there should be hundreds of feet of curvature at that point. So when somebody says to you, there's no proof of flat earth, they're wrong. There's tons of proof of flat earth. When they say there's tons of proof of globe earth, they're wrong. There's no proof of globe earth. All you need is one and you win 3 Bitcoins. That's like 130,000 bucks today. Okay. One proof, just one. People go, well, what about photos from space? You know, the people say photos from space, they don't know what they're talking about. Because NASA admits they don't have any photos from space. They admit that they're all done in, you know, either paintings or images or computer graphics. They even step and repeat the same frigging clouds because they're so lazy, right? They can't get the size of the country the same on 2 different versions, right? It's
like, I mean, I've, you know, questioned a lot of the NASA stuff as well, like especially the moon landing. I've looked into all that. But like, what do you think the moon is? What is the moon?
That's the biggest mystery of all. What do I think it is? I think it has to do with the delivery and removal of souls. Prove me wrong.
Like, why haven't we been back? You know, if we
supposedly never went.
Yeah.
Because we never went. I mean, look, this is what we went in. This is the old NASA footage. This is what they're showing us. Come on. You and I could do this in a dark room with some curtain rods and some paper mache. Look at this. There's 2 guys, grown men in diapers in there. Okay. This is ridiculous. This is dumber than that meme behind you.
Yeah.
Here's an optical thing. Think about this. People say, well, if the earth is flat, you know, this is their best argument. You know, when you're moving the moon, somebody over here is going to see this side of the moon and somebody over here is going to see that side of the moon, right? Right. So they're going to see this and somebody over here is going to see this. Okay. That's if the moon was a physical ball above you, which we don't think it is. We think it's an optical thing. And we think that space is water. Check this guy out. This guy is facing the direction he's facing. His body is facing that way. But look at what we see here. It's facing you. Like when you're watching somebody on TV, it doesn't matter if you're way on the right side or the left side, that person's looking at you. Okay. This is the optics of the sky, right?
Wow.
This is how we see the same face of the moon. It's being projected from within or beyond the firmament into our reality. That's my opinion. Prove me wrong.
I mean, this is definitely a lot of stuff. and like I said, you know, I mean, I've gone down many of these rabbit holes, but you know, the guys at my gym pick on me, you know, they know, you know, cause I ask questions, especially with everything going on in the world today.
Yeah.
And their insult to me is, oh, you must be a flat earther. You know, that's like the new, instead of conspiracy theory, and you must be a flat earther. So the, I'm like, well, and let me look into this.
Yeah. But here's the thing. That's, they've been programmed. They're under mind control. Obama had made a half a dozen speeches talking about flat earth. Oh, they must have been proud members of the Flat Earth Society. They want you going there. They want you mocking people because, you know, people are afraid of ridicule. Me, I'm over that. Go ahead, ridicule me. I'm a flat earther. You know, I'm a conspiracy theorist, whatever you want. I know that I don't know lots of things. Most people have no idea that they don't know. They think they know everything. They don't know anything. Okay. Everything is upside down in this world. So, you know, when people say, what difference does it make? It makes all the difference in the world. Everything changes once you understand that you are at the center of creation, right? You're not spinning through space. You're at the center of creation and everything is rotating around you. The universe is conspiring to bring you all, everything you think of, good or bad. Watch your thoughts. Your thoughts have great power. If you are focusing on shit that you don't want, you're going to get what you don't want. But if you acknowledge what you don't want, that sparks a desire, a rocket of intention of what you do want. It's great when something really bad is a relative term. When something happens to you that shows you what you don't want, that shows you what you do want. And most people don't know what they do want until they're shown like both sides. So this duality helps us manifest. But if our minds are trapped in a ball and we don't know that, hey, there's more out there. There's unlimited water. There's unlimited food. There's unlimited resources. There's unlimited space. There's unlimited everything. There's no such thing as global terrorists. There's no such thing as racial, systemic racism. There's no such thing as nuclear bombs. There's no one's going to outer space. Aliens aren't coming to kill us. Okay. All of that is nonsense. It's mind control. It keeps you in fear and it makes you give away your rights. The only power that the government has over you is in your imagination. The only value that their monopoly money has is in your imagination. We need to get off their monopoly board. We need to get off their stupid ball, realize who we are, get our own currency, cryptocurrency, privacy cryptocurrencies, not their Bitcoin nonsense, okay? Privacy cryptocurrencies, Pirate Chain, Monero. These are the people's money. This is real money, money that can't be fucked with, right? And we stop playing on their board. Boom, the bankers are done. Those are the people that rule the world. They control the money. Control the money, you control the world, okay? And we need to get off their stupid monopoly board and realize who we are, where we are, and the power that we have. The power of one person is beyond what you can imagine. Put two people together, it amplifies. Put people together, it is unbelievable. When people say, well, I'm only one person, I still got to go to work. There's nothing I can do about it. Well, that's a psyop. That is 100% a psyop. They divide us by countries. They divide us by religions, sexes, sports teams. Color, they're dividing the genders, the jab, the unjabbed, right? They're just divide. It doesn't matter as long as they're division, right? You know, political parties, they just want us fighting with each other. Now they're saying don't come within 6 feet of each other because your energies might mix and you might be like, hey, we're on the same frequency. Don't look at anybody. Don't talk to anybody. In Australia, if you're allowed out of your house to go shopping, you're not allowed to say hello to somebody if you see a friend in the store. You're not allowed to talk to them. Wow. This is insanity what's going on, and people are just allowing it and people are enforcing it. You know, we're almost to the end of that 15 days to flatten the curve. We're almost there. it's coming. Okay. So why did I leave my own company to do this? Because we're fucked if people don't wake up. The time is now. If you know the earth is flat, you need to talk to people about it. You need to talk to people about cryptocurrencies and stop playing on their system. If you don't know the earth is flat, you need to wake up and figure out where you live, who you are, what you are, how you got here, okay? So this is our time to take back our world from the evil, soulless people that are running this place.
Now, explain to me, like you said, everything else you're saying, like I'm on board, I'm awake, and so I'm still struggling with the flat earth
I get it.
Belief, but explain to me, like, and our listeners, like, what's the freedom, the sovereignty, or like, what protection comes for believing, you know, opening up and finally, like, yes, believing the flat earth thing. What
freedom? So there's a book and it's listed in the app. It's called The Iron Republic. And it's basically a story of, I believe it was a New York congressman or a senator. After he retired, he got a big boat and he took a crew and he went to Antarctica and he was circling around Antarctica and he found an opening. He found an opening and he went through the opening and then they were lost at sea. They're like, where the hell are we? They couldn't navigate. The stars weren't the same. And they're like, where the hell are we? And then they found land after about a month. And as they approached the land, a boat came out. Like, oh, there's people there. Where are we? And the boat came out and said, hey, you know, we're from America. Where are we? They goes, well, you're at the Iron Republic. He goes, where's that? They go, well, it's on the other side of Antarctica, about equal distance that United States is from Antarctica. They're like, what? What do you mean? And so they went in. This is in the late 1800s. And they went to this place, the land where they had advanced technology, floating cars, electric, big flat screens, a whole different society. No ruling class. Everybody was like equal. And this guy wrote all of these articles about it. And it was written in Florida Magazine in a series of articles. And then, then he goes, where did you come from? And he goes, well, in the 1600s, there was tyranny going on. Could you imagine that tyranny going on in our world? That's crazy. And, they didn't want to deal with it. So they all picked up and left and went out. They migrated out south. And so there's a group of people, a civilization, extraterrestrials now, you might call them, living out here that used to live in here. And there was tyranny going on in here. So they left. Well, they don't want us. What if, with what's going on right now, what if you knew that this map was real? Would you be packing up and going? Okay. Damn right you would. Right? They don't want us having that freedom. They don't want us, the reason, the Hindenburg, that was a psyop. Okay. That was the demonized hydrogen related to hydrogen bombs. Nobody wants to use hydrogen for a dirigible airship. Helium. Helium's the other gas that you can do it with. Well, guess what? NASA owns all of the helium companies in the world. They are the largest consumer of helium also. They tell us there's a helium shortage. So nobody starts up a dirigible company, because if you started up that, put some solar panels on it and a fan, you could travel where they don't want you to travel. So that's why airships are non-existent. In the 1800s, there was airships everywhere, bigger than aircraft carriers, flying all around the world, around the flat world, across the plane.
Now,
what other hard questions do you have? Like, how does this work on a flat earth?
I'm just trying to gather, that, cause I was unaware, I'm open to learning. I'm open to having anybody on here, explain, I believe in always, I'm always asking questions. I'll never know everything.
Good for you. You're in the top 1%. You're in the top 1% of the world. Let's look at some Southern flight paths.
But the question I have, where we're at today, if there's all this out there and the people, the control freaks in our circle inside this side of Antarctica or whatever is, I feel like they're trying to kill everybody off right now.
Well,
so much out there for all of us.
Well, it's all about control. I mean, if you look at, the last 100 years, they always do this, and not every 100 years. So in 1720, we had the plague. In 1820, we had cholera. 1920, Spanish flu. Everybody was wearing shame muzzles and getting this in their arm, and everyone died. Weird, right? 2020, what's going on? It looks like the same thing every 100 years. Why do they want to cull the population? And the answer is, to keep control. Once knowledge gets too wide, they need to reset it, And if what you and I probably think of, what's going on with this thing that goes in your arm, is true, there's a major culling coming on. Maybe the Georgia Guidestones have know something that's going to be happening. You know, 7 out of 8 people or whatever, maybe it's 8 out of 9 are going to vanish. That would kind of reset knowledge, don't you think? Because everyone would just be scrambling. But this time, maybe, you know, this time we have instant communication. We, or at least right now we do. It's getting severely limited. That's why I'm talking in code when I'm saying these things, because the censorship is making George Orwell roll over in his grave. We have the opportunity to change this, to stop this. Nothing is set in stone, although they wrote it in stone. Nothing is set in stone. They and I believe that they're actually rushing right now. They're rushing. They're doing crazy things, incentives, you know, to get people to comply, because they can't force you to put something in your body. Right. They can't force you, but they can convince you that you're being forced and then you choose to. They can deceive you. Right. But and don't believe the rates, the number of people that they say have succumbed to it. They haven't. It's way less than they're telling us. But they want everyone to believe, you know, if everyone believes, well, 70% of the people did it, you know, I might as well.
Yeah. And I'll post it on my social media. Look at me, virtual signaling. And
yeah. Yeah. So they're trying to convince you to do this thing. I think they're scrambling. I think they're losing. I think enough people are waking up. I think more people need to wake up. I think every single person listening to me that knows the earth is flat better share this with everyone that they know. And share, you got to find a way to do it. Show them my interviews, show them my short videos, show them the app, share the app with them, buy the app for them, gift them the app, whatever it takes, right? Because the app is the single best way to wake people up to this. And when people are trying to wake up to the big three, my exposing the big three thing I told you about earlier. Yeah. And I had a good friend and just couldn't see it. Just couldn't see any of it. Couldn't see any of it. Then he had, he found out about the flat earth and he's like, what the hell? And then all of a sudden he goes, oh my God, 9/11. Huh. He goes, I didn't see that before. When you wake up, when you reconnect yourself to this earth, I mean, think about this. You're spinning, orbiting, shooting through space and moving sideways in 4 different directions at once, and you're insignificant in a space vacuum. How does it make you feel? It makes you feel nauseous. Now you're standing on the foundation of the universe. It doesn't move. All of the luminaries above you in the Earth system are spinning around. Now you feel connected. Just if you meditate on those 2 different scenarios, the second one will lift your spirit, lift your energy, and all of a sudden you'll start seeing things. There is information trying to get to you, but your brain is short-circuiting it due to watching the news. They've captured your mind. There's so much chatter in your head, you can't hear your soul talking to you. Your soul knows the truth. Your soul is the currency of this world that we live in, and they want your soul. They want you to sell your soul. They want you to lose control of your soul. They want you to break free will of someone else so you lose control of your soul. Our job here is to maintain control of our soul, and the way you do that is not break anyone else's free will. They're convincing us to give up our souls. They're convincing us to give up our divineness, okay? And people are fighting for their captors. They're literally fighting to, I don't know what the hell people are fighting for. The insanity is so crazy. Like right now, like I woke up this morning and I said to my partner, Paige, I said, hey, guess what? The world's all better today. It's all better, right? That lasted for 1 second. I'm like, oh, just kidding. Just kidding. You know, but it's fun to imagine that when I go out and I see these zombies out there, it's kind of upsetting. And they're all, thank God they've identified themselves. They strapped shame muzzles on their faces. And so you can kind of see who they are, but I have never worn a shame muzzle. I don't know about you. Not once. Once I had to go in the hospital. My daughter broke her face, had to go emergency surgery. I put a bandana on my face for 2 minutes to get in the hospital, and I took it off. Right. But that's it. Right. And somehow been able to shop, been able to do everything I need to. You know, they're trying. People are pushing back. And if everyone just pushed back, or even just a good number of people, the whole thing stops instantly. It could stop today. If everyone just stopped complying, people are wearing shame muzzles because other people are wearing shame muzzles.
I was in the hospital with back in December with what they told me was COVID. You know, it was it was something that really whooped my butt. I tried beating it. I know a lot of people that had it and were able to, you know, beat it like the flu or whatever.
Yeah.
And you know, they told me that was COVID or whatever. My doctor,
careful what you say. Careful what you say.
Yeah. Okay. That my doctor told me, you know, I had the antibodies and stuff, and not that I don't need to get the jab, you know, because my body did what my body was supposed to do.
Your doctor told you this.
Yeah. But yeah, she's one of the few on the, you know,
okay.
But at the same time, it's like, wouldn't that be good enough? You know, now they're pushing the passports and all this other crap, you know, for control.
Look at the people that are running the passport. They're literally directly related to Hitler and Goebbels. Okay.
Yeah,
like Hitler was the best man at their wedding. The people that are running, they're going to tell you where you can and come and go to. Hitler was the best man at their wedding. Okay. It's insanity what's going on. And people just don't see it. If anyone's not subscribed to the Amazing Polly on BitChute, Amazing Polly, watch her last episode or maybe two episodes ago.
Yeah.
It's mind blowing what's going on. Quickly, flight routes. Santiago to Australia. This would be the route right here. That would be the shortest way, but that's not the shortest way. That is the shortest way, but they go all the way up, all the way over, and all the way down. If you want to go to Western Australia, this is the flight route they go. Instead of just going bam, they go all the way up here, all the way over to China and Singapore and down. Why would they go all the way here when they could just zip across there, much shorter, quarter of the distance, right?
We have airports in Antarctica, right?
No, the reason is, well, there's plenty of islands and stuff all around there. Watch that second route. Go all the way up across America, China, Singapore, Western Australia, straight line, airplane, earth plane, not air globe, not earth globe. Airplanes prove the earth is flat, right? There's so many flight routes and emergency landings that prove that just prove the insanity of the globe model. For here, Buenos Aires to Perth. That would be the shortest route. Or go around it because, you know, there's islands out here. Just go because you don't want to disturb the penguins. But the real route they take is here. They go to Miami or Houston, then they stop in LA, then they go to Sydney, and then they cut across. It takes like 26 hours. Or they go here to Europe, Singapore, Europe. And this is the route that they take. Why don't they just go boop and pop up over here magically? Because we don't live in a magical world, right? We actually do live in a magical world, but it's not a ball. Okay. It's not a ball.
Now, let me ask you, Dave, like I said, there's so many other things that I'm open-minded to, you know, and my brain, like you said, it's short-circuiting, trying to take in some of this knowledge.
Sure.
I have a friend that's really good with the common law stuff and the wording and what our real rights are and laws. And I tried going through some of his training and it was just too much, you know?
Right.
But if people are able to at least wake up to what's going on with the current situation, I mean, do we all have to believe completely flat earth to be free, or can we at least gradually work towards that?
So,
if everybody's
so
waking up to not give in to this experiment.
Yeah, there's different people that have different beliefs what's beyond Antarctica. That's awesome. We got to figure that out. It's awesome to question it and theorize. I personally think that there's more land. What's the setup? I'm not sure. You know, is there vast, vast, vast oceans across the plane? I think so. Okay. Are there other suns out there? I think so. All right. Can't prove it. But one thing that we all agree on, and it's scientifically provable, is we don't live on a spinning space pair rocket water ball flying through an infinite space vacuum. I mean, once upon a time, there was nothing. It exploded and became everything. That's fascinating. Wow. Cool story, right? Let me put on my cool story, bro, glasses while I tell the story. Once upon a time, there was nothing. It exploded and became everything. And then all of a sudden, two rocks stuck together and another rock goes, oh, I'm going to stick there too. And it started pulling in more debris. And now it has gravity and it's just becoming bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's just pulling in all these rocks and it starts spinning. Meanwhile, while that's going on, the gases, the helium, the hydrogen, they start forming their own. Oh, I'm going to stick to you. I'm going to pull in more. And they become bigger balls that create even more gravity. And it could become so intense, the gravity, that they burst into flames. They don't explode. They burn for billions of years very consistently, like a pilot light on a friggin' stove. and they leave a vacuum in between, a fucking vacuum. All right. Excuse my language. All right. I get excited. They leave a vacuum in between. Now we have burning gas balls in a vacuum. Have you done any science? What happens when you put a cup over a candle and then you get rid of just the oxygen, let alone take all of the air out? The flame goes out. How are we having a burning ball in a vacuum? How is the sun holding on to all of the planets and they go in perfect, predictable motions where the strongest supercomputer can't even model three bodies? They can do two, but they can't do three, right? Three body gravitational, but it goes into random mode and it cannot figure it out. The best computer in the world can't model three bodies using the gravitational model because it's bullshit.
Now, Dave, I realize that we're getting short on time here.
Yes.
Can I ask you a couple of questions I normally ask my guests?
Absolutely.
We'll wrap up in a nice little globe. I mean, ball or, the
wrap it up in a nice little ball. Funny, man. Funny. That's funnier than that meme behind you.
Is there a particular song? I'm a big music guy, too. Is there a particular song out there that you feel inspires you in life whenever you're just you tired of looking at all the zombies and you're getting kind of bummed out? Is there a jam that you go to listen to that cheers you up?
There is. My favorite song right now is a song about Hex, which is a cryptocurrency. I'll send you the link and you can link it. You can link it behind here. It's literally the greatest. I don't even like rap that much. It's the greatest rap song ever. It's unbelievable. And it just makes me so happy. It's about, cryptocurrency taking our power back with this one cryptocurrency called Hex, H-E-X, look into it. Okay. This could be the money that rules our lives, that frees us from the bankers.
I'll have to check that out. And then I'll go ahead and send you some of the tracks that me and my buddy Flo White work on.
Nice.
I think you'll enjoy them.
I appreciate that. I will definitely listen to them, but you got to listen. It's a short song. It's amazing. Look into it. Oops. All sorry right. about that.
And then last book that you read.
The last book that I read was the Greatest Lie on Earth. And that was a fat one. And it's about the world, not a globe, by Edward Hendry.
I have to add that to the library.
Yeah, it's in the Flat Earth, Sun, Moon, and Zodiac Clock app under the book section. Great stuff. And by the way, people buy books because when the internet disappears, books are going to be worth it. Another set of books, which are all banned on Amazon, Moonrock Books by Jim Fetzer, Moonrock Books. Nobody died in that place in Connecticut. Nobody died in that place in Vegas. Nobody went to the moon. Nobody died in Orlando. Nobody, they're like a great, like the real information. These books will either do one of two things. They'll be worth millions of dollars in the future, or they'll get you put in jail for owning them.
Yeah, yeah. I've got a library of similar books. What class should be, this ought to be good. What class should be mandatory before graduating high school?
Oh, but I'm so anti-school. I would never send a kid to the indoctrination camp. Critical thinking, a class where you have to put the crap that they taught you to the test and show that it's valid. A class that can prove anything that astronomy teaches you. I don't know. It's like I would never, ever send my kids to school.
And three people who've inspired you and you can credit for making you the person you are today.
I would say my humor, and I'm not embarrassed to say this, came from Howard Stern, okay? But he's a total moron. He's a total moron. But his brutal honesty is where I got my brutal honesty from, okay? So yeah, that's funny. Another person, this goes out there a little bit. I learned a lot from a couple called Jerry and Esther Hicks, who are Abraham. They to channel an entity called Abraham. And whether you believe that or not, doesn't matter. But the information that they gave really helped shape who I am. And a third person, besides all the people in the Flat Earth community that have inspired me to do what I'm doing, I would have to say my mother and father, for the stuff that they ingrained on me. I'll group them together.
Gotcha. And then favorite toy as a child?
Might have been my gyroscope. gyroscope, which totally relates to flat Earth, because gyroscopes hold rigidity in space. If the Earth is rotating, the gyroscope would rotate like this. It wouldn't rotate around the Earth. It would hold rigidity, and they hold rigidity because we're not rotating. So funny that a gyroscope was one of my favorite toys, and that's one of the things that prove airplanes fly over a Earth plane.
Nice. Well, Dave, it's been, I see we're about out of time. It's been good. I definitely would love to have you on again sometime in the future and continue conversations about more like the current events and a lot of the stuff that the great Oz is playing before our eyes every day to try and wake people up, to pull the curtain.
Here's no problem. We'll do this again in the future, if we have a future. Here's what I ask people to do. The app is $2.99. It's a one-time charge. There is a pop-up that says, hey, would you like to subscribe for 99 cents? And that's because people wanted me to put a donation button in because they love the app so much they wanted to donate towards future development. You don't have to subscribe. Exit out. There's no ads. It pops up, exit out, it's gone. And it only shows up once every 24 hours. So no skin off your back. You still get the full app. The app's doing, just read the reviews. The reviews will lift your spirits. It's the highest rated app in the App Store and the Google Play Store. It's by Blue Water Bay. There's already a controlled opposition one that took the same name, right? My name is a horrible name, by the way, the Flat Earth Sun, Moon, and Zodiac Clock app. It's a really long name, long story behind it, but they stole the name and it's literally a controlled opposition. You go there, you're going to learn nothing. And so if you get the app, don't send me an email telling me my app sucks, because it doesn't. All right. It's not my app. Make sure it's by Blue Water Bay. You can scan this QR code or just go to flatearthdave.com and all my links are there. You can find the app and my podcast and all sorts of stuff. Theflatearthpodcast.com, same place, or Flat Earth Dave. Easy to remember. Flat Earth Dave.
Awesome. And Dave, one last favor before I let you go. You mind cutting a promo ID for my show?
Sure. No problem.
Just, introduce yourself, and you're listening to Today's Boondoggle.
Hey, this is Flat Earth Dave, and you're listening to Today's Boondoggle.
Awesome, Dave. Thanks a lot, man. It was good talking with you. I'll be sure to send you those links to those songs.
All right. Yeah, no problem. You're going to get an email from me with a bunch of stuff that we talked about, and I'll send you a separate email with the Hex song. You'll love it.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Dave. Appreciate your time, man.
Hello, and thanks for listening to Today's Boondoggle. And now, for your listening pleasure, Florence Whitingale presents his latest epoch. Take your shot and shove it. Now on 50 years, and all this time I've watched the world get manipulated by your made-up fears. And I've seen a lot of good people die who had the guts to stand in your way. And I believe it would tickle me pink if the world had the will to say, take your shot and shove it. I ain't taking commie crap. A commie punk, and that Biden, he's a fool. And everybody's posting on Facebook, they got the shot, and Lord, they think they're cool. And one of these days, the people are gonna blow their top, and all these pinkos are gonna pay.
And I can't wait to see them tarred and feathered when the people had the guts to say, take your shot and shove it. I ain't taking mommy crap no more. This country's gone straight to hell and we're on the verge of civil war. You better not send your COVID team knocking on my front door. Take your shot and shove it. I ain't taking mommy crap no more. Take your shot and shove it.
Now I know that last song was like daddy coming home. And you know you want more. And coming soon, you can find it at theflowwhiteshow.com. But for now, feel the flow. Exclusively here on today's Boondoggle.
Incarceration Music and Tattoo Festival returns September 10th, 11th, and 12th, 2021 with Slipknot, Rob Zombie, and the highly anticipated return of Mudvayne, Mastodon, A Day to Remember, Hailstorm, Chevelle, plus 50 more bands and 70 tattoo artists. Ohio State Reformatory in Mansfield, Ohio. Get your single day and weekend passes now at incarceration.com.
Thank you for listening once again to today's Boondoggle Radio Show. Please be sure to check out our website, domaincle.com or todaysboondoggle.com for more shows and check out our archives. Follow us on social media at Today's Boondoggle on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter for more information about this podcast. And please support us on www.anchor.fm/todaysboondoggle, as well as on our GoFundMe and Venmo. Be sure to subscribe, comment, download, and listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spreaker, and all the other podcast platforms out there. Please email us with any questions, suggestions, and comments via todaysboondoggle@gmail.com. Leave us some 5-star reviews and help spread the word. Thanks again for listening.
Thank you for tuning into this week's edition of Today's Boondoggle. Domain Cleveland Entertainment is a veteran-owned and operated entertainment cornucopia of nonsensical shenanigans. You can find interesting interviews, music news, entertainment information, and just about everything else in between. Thank you again for tuning into the show here at Domain Cleveland.